This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
And we welcome you to Just Try It, brought to you by E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville, and 3819 North Inca Street in Denver. That's right, bicycle. Hey, how long has it been since you've been on one? We're going to talk about that today. First of all, we'll introduce Randy Carancy, the owner of E-Bike of Colorado. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Looking forward to our show today.
Cool.
Randy, introduce our special guest.
I don't know if I can. This is a big deal. So we have a special guest here today, and she's actually a customer.
Yes.
And her name, very happy customer, Victoria, and she is Scott's wife.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. It's great to be here.
Yeah,
love talking about e-bikes.
You know, Randy, I think about when we first met, and man, I absolutely knew nothing about e-bikes. I mean, zero. And now to think of where, you know, we brought, you know, our business relationship, friendship, and just now this is so much fun, man. You've opened up a whole new world to both of us.
I know. It's amazing, Scott. And we have really built a solid friendship
yes,
and
sir.
Relationship. And it's really cool to be able to take a business, you know, this was a business mm-hmm. arrangement that we have, and then turn it into something that's expanded on.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's the personal side of things, too. So, Victoria, let me ask you a question. Let me first start off by saying this. We have not talked about this at all, have
right,
we?
Right, no.
And when you came into the store, I wasn't even there, right?
Right.
Okay. This is raw footage. We've not talked about this.
Right,
we've not rehearsed
absolutely.
This or anything. And so, Victoria, I want you to tell us what it was all about from
okay.
the fact of coming from Highlands Ranch, that's
right,
where
yep.
you guys live, and just take it.
Absolutely. So, you know, coming from Highlands Ranch, I didn't know really what to expect. How far is it going to get to Louisville? How long is it going to take us? Great ride heading up there with Scott in the truck, and then we arrive at your shop, and I didn't know what to expect, and we go in, and oh my goodness, it's a shop full of bikes, and it was amazing. Immediately greeted by Lucas, and what great hospitality. I mean, just totally interested in what we were doing and, you know, what I knew about e-bikes, if any. And I do listen to the show occasionally when I can. And so, but from the technical side of what type of bike, I had no idea what to expect or, you know, didn't know anything about him. And Lucas, my goodness, he just walked me through it. It was just super seamless and wanted to just get us on a bike. So I thought, okay, great. We picked one. And of course I'm looking around, I see red. I see a red bike. I see a yellow bike. I see a blue bike, you know, and so they all mean something. They all have different aspects to them. So I got on a Gazelle.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And wow, getting on that trail that is adjacent to your location, I guess the Coal Creek Trail, that 14-mile bike trail that's out there.
Right.
That was a phenomenal place to be able to ride the bike, and I was hooked. I know why your slogan is just try it, because, yeah, you just got to try it. So absolutely loved it.
Makes a big difference, right? It's one of those things where when you're riding it and experiencing it yourself is much different than me sitting here saying, oh, this bike is going to perform this way and that way. That's
absolutely.
Why we do test rides for free. That's why we encourage you to ride several different bikes. I don't know. Did they encourage you to ride other
Absolutely.
Bikes?
Absolutely. So back before I actually got on the Gazelle, I do want to point this out. I was so excited to just hurry up and get out there and ride. And, you know, that's when Lucas was like, okay, wait, you need a helmet, Victoria. I'm like, oh, yeah. Safety first. Okay. So, and what I loved about that is, Lucas, you can tell these guys know what they're doing. He picked a helmet, you know, one of your test ride helmets. Perfect fit. I was like, okay, this is great. So perfect latch, everything. And then we get out into the parking lot. And I think Lucas could sense I was a little bit nervous. It had been a year since I've been on a bike.
Sure.
And so he was like, let me just show you a couple basics and of how to actually, you know, get on the bike. I've got the low frame, the low step frame.
Yep.
That made it helpful. And then he just showed me a couple little tricks and tips. And, boy, then we went on that test drive.
Yeah.
Super, super fun.
We always give you a little bit of an orientation in the parking
yep.
lot. And then some people think that's the test ride. And we're going, now, no, yeah. that's
You
just,
want it?
Yeah, now take this up. It's about a 3-mile round trip test ride that we offer.
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was absolutely beautiful. I had no idea that we were going to be like going over like little bridges and kind of have scenery with little streams. And I can see why people want to go up there and ride all the time. I was like, we have to go back at some point, I guess, right? So, but super fun and just a great trail. And you can tell everybody out there just enjoying themselves. And that was the other part of it, that I really didn't know what I was missing
yeah.
until I really got out there. And, you know, you get that fresh air and just, oh my God, so relaxing. And so that Gazelle had, you know, certain mechanics to it. And so then finished the Gazelle ride, came back in, and Lucas was so awesome. He, you know, we got me on a different bike. Well, I told him, I said, I love it. This is the one I want.
Yeah.
I want this. I'm looking at Scott. I'm like, okay, you have to buy this one for me today. So Lucas was like, let's just try something different. Let me explain something about this other one. And so he put me on the Igo, the Discovery Berry, mm-hmm. with that throttle.
Yeah.
And pedal assist, but with that throttle. And so I test rode that one. And then I'm like, no, this is the one I want. So that's why I just try it. You got to try a few and see. And what I love so much about the Igo Discovery Berry is that throttle was just so, it was more comfortable for me. I'm a newbie. And so when I felt like I needed to get past somebody or get up a hill, I just hit that throttle. And I'm used to that. We have a four-wheeler, so
yeah.
it's got a throttle. So I'm like, this is not much of a learning curve for me. This is good. But at the same time, we got back and I go, wow, Scott, that felt like a really, my legs feel great. Like, what a great workout, because I would say small percentage of the time did the throttle, but it was like a nice security blanket, so to speak.
Sure.
For when I felt like I needed some help.
A boost. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you were using pedal assist, and in that particular bike, that bike has 9 levels of pedal assist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where a lot of bikes that with the throttle, like Scott, your bike, it has 5 levels of
right.
pedal assist. That just means his is a 20% increment, yours is roughly 10%
right,
increments.
Right.
But what's nice about that is that you can put that in a lower cadence mm-hmm. number, 1 through 3, and it's almost like you're creeping along,
right,
you know.
Right.
So you need a little bit more boost with that. But in the beginning, when you're just starting out, that's a great bike to have. But now you're probably riding it on 4 or 5.
Right. Regularly, yes. And then also with Lucas and your other teammate, Evo. Oh, my goodness. So what do you love about the Gazelle? They were asking me. And turns out I'm describing things that isn't really that particular bike of the frame. Like, we can get you a different seat. We can adjust your handlebars. We can get you to different grips. I'm like, you can? Oh, my goodness. So then it was like, I felt like a kid in a candy store. This is great. And so one of the things that Evo helped me with is, you know, we were talking about the handlebars, and because they had taken me back to your, I mean, you have a repair shop back there too, and
yeah.
build everything. And it was like, oh my goodness, I got a little bit of a tour back there. So that was cool. So that's how when I met Evo, and so we were talking about the handle grips, and he was like, what is it about when you rode the Gazelle that those handle grips, what is it about that? And I go, I like, it's not so much the grip with my hand. It might be that leather grip. And he goes, is your steering wheel of your car leather? I go, you know what? guilty. It feels like home. That's why it feels so comfortable to me. And so it was just easy. We switched out or upgraded or whatever we did for getting those grips.
Sure.
And then it was, okay, all the things I loved about the Gazelle, those can all be on the iGo.
Sure.
And because that one really was the right size for me. And then having that throttle was a big help for being a total newbie.
Yeah. And so this is very interesting, and this is what we talk about, and that's why the Just Try It always came into play. The Gazelle is a mid-drive bike that's a class one. So you have to pedal that bike to engage that motor. And it has a little different feel to riding because you're putting the torque at the pedals themselves. So your legs are putting that torque there. Where on the bike that you ended up with the iGo Berry, that's a class two. And what that really means is it added a throttle. So you can pedal it like a class one, your motor engages as you pedal, or you can use that boost throttle. And they're different feels.
Yes, that's why you have to ride both. And in other ones, too, we just...
I got a question to Scott. Why didn't you buy both of them?
No, trust me. Here's your weekend bike, and here's your weekday bike. Here's one thing just real quick, and then I really wanted Randy to kind of handle this because I wanted him to really get a firsthand feel. And, again, we have not scripted any of this. This is real-life live radio right here. So, I mean... But one thing was just so good is just watching how the team interacts with each other and also with other clients. And I know Victoria's going to get into this, but never ask us, like, what's your budget? Never. I mean, we didn't even talk price till we were done. You know what I'm saying? And I know Victoria, that she said, because doing what I do, her business, she does. I mean, and we work very closely together in a lot of different relationships with clients and all. And so we're always critiquing different things and saying, man, we need to tell them this. We need to tell them this, just to help them be better. And, man, when you walk away and go,
yeah,
there's nothing to
well,
do.
I'm going to have a long talk with Lucas. So we never, ever upsell. Or we never say, oh, well, here's a bike that's, $1,500, let's upsell, try this one. And then the next thing is you're in a $4,000 bike. What happened in your case, which happens a lot, because Lucas says, well, try this bike. It's a little bit different. It's got the throttle. That's actually downselling rather than upselling, because he doesn't look at price either. He's not looking at that. He's probably watching you ride and seeing
listened. He listened to my feedback, and he saw how I was nervous. I'm a newbie. I was nervous, and I'm so thankful that he put me in that iGo, because I mean, I loved that Gazelle. It was great, but I think it's a little bit more bike for me at this stage. And the fact that, and then, talking to Lucas, and then Evo gets involved, and then they're interacting with each other. I mean, I never once felt like, oh, no, I started with Lucas and now Evo's involved, and how are they going to work out their sales and if there's commissions? I never felt that way.
Interesting you bring up commissions to those guys, about those guys, because the whole team, the whole sales team and service team, they all share in what I call, it's a profit sharing, it's kind of like a restaurant. You throw all the tips in the pile, and then they divvy it up. It's a little bit different, because what we do is, look, you can come in. Most of our people work 4 days a week. So Lucas, for instance, he's on Sunday through Wednesday, and then there's another crew that comes in Wednesday through Saturday. So Wednesday's our day where we have quite a few people on staff, but they're also exchanging. This customer may come in with this, and we have good notes and everything in our point of sale program. But it's always nice to say, oh, and this customer really is concerned about their balance isn't great when they start out riding. So you might want to make sure that they at least try that bike with a throttle, and that's probably what Lucas recognized. He probably said she doesn't feel comfortable when she's taken off, and right. she can use that boost to get her momentum going, just like you were when you were a kid and right. somebody was holding the back end of the bike for you. Well, he might have recognized that. I don't know. You know, we don't get into that kind of detail once that's once the process is started. But the biggest thing is that so Lucas doesn't make it's he didn't make any additional money off of your sale because Lucas worked with you or Evo or anything. The entire team, whether they're there or not, and it's interesting
awesome, because that is awesome because that came through as a customer that
yeah. Let's say that you came in on Tuesday and you worked with Lucas that whole time. And then on Thursday, you came in and you decided to buy the bike. And Lucas isn't there. And you go, well, I should wait till Lucas comes in because I want to make sure he gets the full commission, you know, because he spent so much time with me. You don't have to do that.
Oh,
matter of fact, I discourage that. There's nothing worse than having somebody going, that's my customer, you know. And then you come back in on another day. And now we call it deliver your bike. I put that in air quotes because we're going to go through that bike with you. We're going to walk you through, show you how to take the battery out. We're going to show you the screen and all of those functions on there. Scott doesn't listen when you go through that with him. Because
the battery doesn't come off the bike. The entire bike comes in the house. And so, yeah.
But that's not. But you can take the battery off
right,
with a key.
I didn't tell her that.
No. But... the thing I'm trying to say is that so you may have touched or three people may have touched you, you know, from the moment that you started with. And sometimes during that sales process, somebody else, that Lucas, for instance, may have been busy with it. And the next thing is here comes Barry or here comes, you know, Cameron or Sarah. Somebody's going to come in there that's going to pick up that gap.
Yeah.
And Pete, so, you know, I know I'm leaving somebody out, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Everybody has their own style. They have their own approach to the customer, and that's important. We're not robots.
Yeah, and I loved that. I love that. And you can tell they're, you know, this is a place where people have a lot of joy. E-bikes are fun, and they are working in a really fun place. And you could see it. They love it. They're excited. You know, I could see the more excited I got, they were excited too. And it's just what a joy to share that, you know, with them, you know, they were really excited to make sure I had the right bike and, you know, it was a success. So,
was the buying experience okay?
It was fantastic. I mean, from the hospitality, Randy, that, you know, when you're in a shop and you know, you're being helped and they're asking questions and you're looking around and, you know, and then you kind of see other people in the shop there too, getting help. Everyone's getting that same consistent level of customer service and just hospitality. You've got a team that knows how to make somebody feel hospitable in your shop. It was great.
I want to say this real quick because if I were riding around the car and hearing something like this, I'd say, well, of course they're going to take care of you. You do a radio show. I'm going to tell you this. If you sit and observe, every customer gets this level of service that we're describing here.
Okay. 100%.
It had nothing to do with.
They weren't treating me any different because.
I mean, just observing and listening. Because I listen, like I say, when I walk into businesses that I work with, man, I'm all ears just trying to watch things for you because you weren't there, you know? Or where I could say, hey, I heard this or whatever. But I'm telling you, every person, and it was so cool to just meet people. And let's be most of the time, I say the age range has been, you know, our age range, you know, 50 plus, 60 plus in that for e-bikes.
Yeah.
But Randy, you're seeing a shift in that. You're some younger folks come in and getting on this e-bike kick.
We are. And it's phenomenal because once we get the kid, that 3-year-old on that bike with the seat behind him, that's the only way they want to travel. And it's kind of interesting because the kids will push, like, well, my grandson, my 3-year-old grandson, they take him to, and he's starting daycare, or not daycare, preschool. And they're going to take him on his bike because it's quicker for them to go on the bike than it is to put him in the car.
Sure.
It's close to their house. And it's a no-brainer to him. It's
That's
like,
fun.
yeah, His mom's always going, you know, Nash wants to take the bike everywhere. And we're going, well, Nash, we're going to Fort Collins. And he goes, okay, because he doesn't know that Fort Collins is going to be an hour.
Sure.
In a car.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Just Try It, brought to you by E-Bike of Colorado. Randy Carancy, the owner, is with us. My lovely wife, Victoria, is also in studio with us. And, hey, brilliant name and tagline you've used for years. When we thought of this show, Randy did not hesitate 1 minute. I said, what do you want to call it? Just Try It. And that's what you've got to do. Go out and try it. Two stores now to serve you, 544 Front Street in Louisville and 3819 North Inca Street in Denver. One number to call, 720-739-0299. That's 720-739-0299. And, Randy, I'll let you describe the differences, but in Louisville, as we mentioned, there is a trail system right there, so I'll let you talk about the two stores.
Well, so the Louisville store, you know, we hit the Coal Creek Trail, and that's and those are my roots. You know, I'm a sixth-generation Louisville guy, so yeah. I've been around a long time.
You can't do anything wrong up there.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
right.
knows you.
Oh, oh yeah. That's not true, but no. So the trail system, but throughout the state, is phenomenal. It's just different in different places. But, you know, you mentioned the creek and you mentioned the bridge and you went under the highway.
Yes, yes.
And so there's all of these different things that you can, and you're safe on that test ride, 100%, right? There's no way that you can get a car. There's cars can you know, veer off and sure. hit you off the trail. So that's the Louisville operation. And then Denver, we are right on the bike path with the Denver store, but it's a little bit different. Just a small incline, so you know people ride a bike. It's almost like riding flat surface, but they get it, they understand it. But when you ride that hill climb, it's at first you look at it and you go, I'm not so sure I want to do this, and then you go, oh my gosh, I can do this no problem. This flattens the hills. We talk about that a lot. So either store will give you a great experience. Louisville is, you know, that's the original store. That's where, and I'm 4 minutes from there. I live 4 minutes from the store. So that's where I spent most of my time. That's the environment that I created that I want. Because I was raised in the retail business. I mean, my mom and dad had a retail store right there in downtown Louisville. And my dad taught me about customer service. He said, you know, you first and foremost, you never judge a book by its cover. You just never know. And it's just, I've lived my life like that, you know. It's the way we do it.
Yeah.
And it makes it easy, because I don't prejudge anybody. I don't say, well, that guy's going to spend, you know, $10,000 on a bike. I'm telling you, the person that spends $10,000, sometimes it's easier for that person to write that check than that guy that spends, or person, the woman, whoever, spends $1,500 on a bike, because it's a bigger struggle for them to save $1,500. The guy that's going to buy a $10,000 bike, he's making that kind of money on a consistent basis. But somebody that's maybe in a little bit less of a financial situation, I don't know what you call it, but that person has worked harder to earn that $1,500. Everybody, I don't care who you are, they all get treated the same, whether you're spending $1,500 or $1,000, $1,500 or $15,000. It doesn't make any difference to us.
Real.
Yeah, and that's truth. That's exactly how what I experienced. Yeah. It was wonderful.
And, you know, real last couple of minutes here, but we're so busy, all of us.
Yeah.
And you don't get out and smell the roses, so to speak. And I'm telling you, we went on a ride the other night and just even through a neighborhood a little bit and then up around some trails and everything, you know. And it just clears your mind, you know, when you say Victoria.
Yeah, and it was so fun to see. I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a whole world out here. Everybody is exercising and just a community. I'm still slow. My bike's got like way ahead of me. But when I come across people and I'm like, okay, I'm passing you. I'm just a newbie. I'm a slow. And they're like, you're doing great. You're doing great. And it's like, oh my goodness. I feel so encouraged. But I know that's because I'm on the right bike. I'm on the right bike for my level. And I didn't know, just this conversation today, I didn't know the pricing of these bikes, and I didn't know that the one that, you know, I said, well, let's try this red one, and that red one was that Gazelle.
Yeah,
and that
sure.
I got, you know, a class two instead of the class one, but it was the right bike for me, and I'm having a blast. It's super, super fun, and I just encourage anybody that may, you know, just try it. You got to just try it, and I've heard it lots of times, but you just have to go make it happen and do it, and it was wonderful to meet everybody out the Louisville team. You got a great operation there, Randy.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
class,
that. I've
first
been blessed.
Class all the way.
You know, we always say the asset is in the people.
Absolutely.
They're your lifeline to mm-hmm. your business. So
they're the largest retailer of e-bikes in Colorado. Hey, deal with them. All right, give them a chance to earn your trust and earn your business. And we talked about this a lot, Randy and I. You know, with doing things online and. Hey, I certainly understand that, and you're trying to save a few bucks, but I'm telling you, we've covered this many times, Randy, on the show. When you open that box, sometimes things go together really well. Sometimes they don't. There's missing parts. You've talked about the priority of parts, where some people have bought something online. They bring it in to let you fix it. Man, just to have your service, become a club member, and we'll cover that on an upcoming show again, where you get discounts on all your different accessories and service. You get moved up in the service line if you need that. But it's truly your one-stop shop for all of your needs. Getting the e-bike, then all the accessories you need as well.
Yeah. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, man, we appreciate it. And our time always goes like 5 minutes, doesn't it?
It does. I had a question real quick.
Yes, sir.
Did we ever mention Just Try It today?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, hey, Victoria, because that's it.
And we've said the slogan again, you know, and we've had many people say this, you know, hey, I felt like a kid again, and I can't tell you how many times that came out of her mouth, you know.
He's had his e-bike for a year, and I've been hearing, and I just try it. Now I'm hooked. Absolutely hooked. I love it. Thank you, Randy.
Hard to tell, but yes. Thank you.
Hey, if you're ready to just try it, head on over to 544 Front Street in Louisville or 3819 North Inca Street in Denver. Give them a call, 720-739-0299. And when you go in, let them know you heard them here on Just Try It. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
You're listening to KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you're with us. The star of our show, Dr. Melissa Fling, Custom Ear Solutions, joins us once again today. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Nice to see you, too.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You staying busy?
Yeah, I am.
Is it hard for you to concentrate during the summer, like when it's pretty weather and stuff, to want to be inside and doing hearing tests?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I want to go out. I want to be outside, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
Maybe I could start doing my hearing exams outside under a tent. That'd be lovely. I would love that. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about just as people age, and I wanted to ask you about this, is there's a normal progression of hearing loss just as we age.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think many of us have sped up that process from not protecting our hearing,
yeah,
you know, growing up.
Yeah.
And so what would be some normal things that we could help people with? And that really, and I'm just going to be very transparent with this. Folks, you got to get in for a hearing test. And we'll get into that, what all that is and includes here in a minute. But you've got to have a baseline. You can't measure anything if you don't know where you were.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So none of this is going to help you if you don't come in for a hearing test.
Right.
So you got to get that. We got to get that baseline to see where you're at. But help us out a little bit just as we age. And we'll start at 50. We did a previous show, and you said that's – I said, what age sounds old to you? You said 50.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding.
I did not say that.
So help us out a little bit. And what is kind of normal? And then we'll get into some things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, statistically, it's pretty common for most people in their 50s to start having a really slow decline in their hearing. It's usually in the high-frequency range. Right, because we hear a range of frequencies or pitches from very low to very high.
Mm-hmm.
So age-related hearing loss is typically going to be seen, or the decline will be seen in the high-frequency range. So, yeah, most people in their 50s will start to have, you know, if I were looking at an audiogram, the chart that we use to plot people's hearing,
right,
if I'm looking at that, their hearing responses start to trail off in the high-pitch range. That's very typical.
Right.
Yeah.
60, what happens?
Same.
We're going to go ancient for you now.
Yep. Right. So, yeah. No, same thing. There might be a little bit of a steeper trail off in the high frequency range. It also starts spreading into the mid frequency range. And when we look at where speech sounds are, you know, they range from 125 to above 8,000 hertz. But let's say 125 to 8,000 is kind of the typical range where we find most speech sounds. You're going to start having a harder time hearing more speech sounds at you know, the more your hearing loss progresses. So like in your 50s, let's say you have really subtle, mild symptoms, you might not even notice them. Actually, most people don't.
Right.
Other people tend to notice, like, I'm having to repeat myself to you more. You're turning the TV up really loud. You don't understand the waitress or the waiter at restaurants, busy restaurants. So those are things that'll just slowly start to come on, and they're very, very mild. In your 60s, if your hearing loss has progressed a little more in the high frequencies, it's those same symptoms. They're just happening more often. Someone is always, you're always having to ask for repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You almost can never understand if someone's talking to you from another room or if they have their back turned to you.
I sort of say, if that's where I have so many friends, if they're not facing you,
yeah,
they're not hearing me.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so all of that stuff just starts to get a little bit more and more pronounced. And as it continues to spread from the high frequency range into the mid and low frequency range, now you're having trouble not just understanding, you're having trouble hearing. You might not actually be hearing certain sounds. Whereas when you just have high frequency hearing loss, people don't perceive it as a hearing problem.
Right.
They perceive it as, it's not clear. I can hear that person, but they sound like they're mumbling. They think everybody's mumbling. So it kind of transitions from an understanding issue with high frequency hearing loss to a hearing and understanding issue when it's across the whole range of frequencies.
Right.
So that'll just keep spreading the older you get.
70.
70. And you know, I have seen some 70-year-olds with really great hearing.
Really?
So I know that there is, it just like everything else in the body, there is a genetic component, but and lifestyle components, obviously. But yeah, now when you start getting into your 70s, probably all your friends, if they're all 70, you guys all have hearing loss,
right so everybody's screaming at each other,
right? Yeah. So you can all relate to each other now, you know. And if you have like a social group that you go to weekly, everybody's having an issue in group conversation, you know, and more people are starting to wear hearing aids, and now you're all relating to each other about your, you know, you're all griping about your hearing aids with each other. So that's what I start to see. But yeah, it starts off mild, high frequency, real subtle symptoms, and those just start to become more often and more severe the older you get.
Right.
Yeah.
Now there's a medical term here in our notes, presbycusis.
Oh, presbycusis.
So what is that?
That is the medical term for age-related hearing loss.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah, because obviously that's just one cause. There are many causes of hearing loss. But presbycusis is when you have hearing loss because you're really old. No.
Right.
Like 50. No, I'm just kidding.
So it says here 10 to 20 dB or more hearing loss in ages by age 70.
Yeah.
What is that equivalent? Is that not being able to hear kind of just a normal tone like this, or is that, what's 10 to 20?
Yeah, so let's say when you have completely normal hearing, you're hearing the softest tones that you can hear in a hearing test are like at 20 dB.
Okay.
So then if you lose 10 to 20 dB more, let's put it on the higher end, now you can't hear a tone until I play it at 30 dB or 40 dB.
Okay.
So you used to hear it at 20 dB. Now it takes 40 dB of volume for you to be able to hear it. And again, typically with age-related hearing loss, it's in the high-frequency range. So in real life, daily interactions, that's going to translate again into you feel like people are mumbling, which... So not in one-on-one conversation in quiet. That's fine. People with mild high-frequency hearing loss have no issue with one-on-one conversation in quiet. Where the issues come in are in background noise, so busy restaurant, group conversation, so family all around the table at Thanksgiving, everybody's talking at once. Difficult to filter that out and focus in on one person. And people who talk quickly or with an accent, those types of things start to become a little more challenging with a mild high-frequency hearing loss.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So a couple of things, if they need a test, would be what? Signs that you need?
Signs that you need to get a hearing test?
Right.
Yeah. So I would say Are you, yes, okay. So you frequently need people to repeat themselves, okay? And we just went over these. Other people complain the TV is too loud. I hear that all the time. If it's the, so let's say the couple is a husband and a wife, and let's say the husband has hearing loss, but it can go either way. Let's say the husband has the hearing loss. They have the TV cranked up. Now their wife is nagging or complaining or getting upset with them all the time because the TV is too loud. Conversation in restaurants and group settings, not understanding the server, not understanding people across the table from you, that gets harder. You might start to have ringing in your ears, tinnitus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the most common cause of tinnitus is loud sound exposure, but some people just get it. One day it just starts, and it may just be from age-related hearing loss. Right. You know, it's not anything like really worrisome or you have to go to the doctor immediately. It just happens from hearing loss. Like I have said so many times on this show and what I see every day, and it just keeps reinforcing it, other people notice it before mm-hmm. you do because it's gradual. It's so slow. It happens over a period of years, sometimes decades. And because it's slow, your brain adjusts to it slowly. So everything in your world is the same as it always has been. You're hearing fine. You don't have a problem. Other people start to notice your behaviors and your needs have changed, though,
right.
in terms of conversation. So they'll always notice it first and comment on it first.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some things to watch out for.
All right. Let's $200.
Yeah. Hearing exam is $200. It's an hour-long comprehensive exam. Something that is very unique about my hearing exams is that I offer extended high frequency testing. Most people do not do that. It is not the standard of practice yet, although in my strong opinion, it should be. But what that entails is just testing your hearing almost to the end range of what we can hear as humans. We can hear from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. It is standard to test from 250 to 8,000. So if we stop at 8,000, we're missing all this information in your hearing up to 20,000 hertz. Well, I add that in because for a lot of people that have normal hearing, but they're complaining of the same symptoms of hearing loss as those mm-hmm. with hearing loss, they tend to have extended high-frequency hearing loss, and I want to know that. I want to find that so I know why they're having symptoms. So that's a unique thing that I offer. Yeah, so 1 hour, $200, extended high-frequency test. You know, we'll talk, of course, go over your history. I'll write a full report, send that to you so you have it for your records, and you can give that to your primary care physician or whoever you want to have a copy of it.
All right. It is Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. Give Dr. Fling a call. Make sure you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Her keywords, listen up. All right, and listen up. You need to get your ears tested and your hearing tested. And how long's it been? Think about it right now. How long has it been? Can you even think of the date that or year or decade that you had it done? Now's the time. Once again, the number is 720-839-7705. Dr. Fling, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to our show next week. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call
303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, before we get out here today, want to get our good buddy on, Anthony Pace. Freedom Hunters. You'll hear about them on our Sportsman of Colorado show mainly, but I want to get them on here on Haystack Help this week as well, because a date's coming up for an event, which we're going to get to in just a minute. But Anthony Pace, founder of Freedom Hunters, should I say, is that true? They're the founder? I guess I should ask you about that.
I am. I am the All brainchild.
Right. All right. Good
deal. Little brains I have.
Man, so sometimes you look and go, man, I'm to blame for all this, huh? Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good deal, man. You know, great organization. We sure love, you know, working with you guys. And, you know, for those that haven't heard John before, give us a little background of, you know, how this came about, you know, in your mind. And like you say, you know, to start it and all, and then kind of tell us about the mission.
Sure. Yeah, no, I had always appreciated what those that serve have done for the country. I always grew up in a patriotic home, and that's always been a big part for me, is just appreciating what our veterans do and active duty. And anyway, I had all the fun and everything that I've had with friends and family has always been outdoors, hunting, shooting, and fishing. So anyway, I thought I would you know, start an organization, see what I could do to give back and show my appreciation for those that served. And we've been doing this now for 20 years, and we've had over 17,000 veterans and their family members out doing all kinds of activities all over the country and internationally as well.
Wow, man, that's so cool. And, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different groups out there, which, you know, I'm glad of in some ways, and I know you are too, but then it also makes it, you know, challenging and difficult year after year, especially when, you know, economic times or maybe people don't know what's going on. You take the wars going on right now, you know, to get people to back you and sponsors and getting you, you know, money first of all, you know, to help pay for these trips and all the gear that you need and different things like that. But kind of talk about the role of the need for sponsors.
Yeah, you know, there's always a need for, you know, financial sponsors, in-kind donations, whether that's products, services, or even opportunities to get our veterans outdoors. So it's an ongoing thing. I don't think it'll ever stop. You know, we've been very fortunate to have, you know, people like Benelli come on board and be a big supporter for us. And, you know, Chad Belding with the Fowl Life this year has really kicked it up a notch on his support. And he's been supporting us now for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun to see, you know, who the next company will be to come on board and really step up and support what we're doing.
Right. Again, Anthony Pace is with us, and we're talking about the group Freedom Hunters. Highly recommend you follow them on social media. They do a great job there letting you know what's going on and all. And, you know, if you'd like to help, is it freedomhunters.org?
It is.
Okay, freedomhunters.org. And, you know, a place where you can find out more if you'd like to donate, you know, whether that be maybe helping out at some events, whether that be financially, maybe you have a business, you know, whether it be, man, something, when I say as simple as, those have value, so I'm not demeaning those, but something like gift cards even, you know, to restaurants, whatever. I mean, all of these can be used in some fashion for all the events that Anthony puts on each year. Now, you just wrapped up a pretty cool event in Nashville this year, right?
Yeah, we moved our classic to Nashville, Tennessee, and that's one of our big annual events that we've got. It's a two-day event. We've got a banquet, which we held at the famous Nashville Palace. It was a great country music venue. So we had music and food and a great auction there. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we golfed over at the Hermitage Golf Course, which is just an amazing golf course and kind of cool. They've got black sheep, black-faced sheep running around the golf course. So
every now and then
you'll have the sheep come up to you and, you know, want to take a drink out of your water bottle or eat some of your chips.
Oh, man, that is so cool. And then, you know, one thing I noticed, you know, when I was able to do the deal with you in Georgia with Jim Shockey's classic, Jim Shockey Classic there, you see a lot of these, you know, men and women, and the only way I know to say this is this. On the outside, they look fine. You know, I mean, you see some that you can tell, hey, they suffered some injuries. But I think it's so easy for us to just maybe look at people and go, oh, they're doing fine. You know, they did their service, but they came out great. Not necessarily. And most of the case, that's not true at all, is it, from a mental standpoint?
No, and I don't know how you can, you know, go to war and come out whole again mentally.
Yep.
The things that you see and the things that you have to do. So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, people are, you'll go on an outing and they'll like say, you know, I thought you were going to have some wounded veterans here. And it's like, well, actually that guy's pretty wounded. You know, he's had 36 surgeries. You look at him, he looks like he, you know, could take down a house with his hands. But it's pretty brutal to do what you've got to do, even in training. You know, you get injured during training. So there's a lot of injuries that are not visible to us from the outside, but a lot inside.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I mentioned we got something coming up here Monday, August the 24th. We have the 2026 Freedom Hunters Colorado Classic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great golf event. We'll be out at Arrowhead Golf Course. You know, start early in the morning. We'll get some breakfast in everybody, get out on the course and come back and have some lunch, and we'll do auction and stuff there. But Arrowhead's such a special place.
Oh, man, gorgeous.
You know, it'll definitely get your juices going for hunting season when you're seeing all these big mule deer running around the property.
Man, no doubt. Now, it's a scramble that you do, and I'm just reading on one of your banners here on social media, barbecue and awards, live music, military tribute, and you can register a team. You can become a sponsor. You know, I guess, do you have some whole sponsors still left?
Yeah, we do have some whole sponsors still available.
And what are those running?
It's $250 for the whole sponsor.
Okay.
You know, and we'll get you some good advertising out of it. And, you know, the other thing you can always do is, you know, sponsor a veteran to come out for the day. So,
okay. What's the fee for that?
$250 as well.
Oh, $250. Okay. All right. So $500, man. Listen, you can give back. You can sponsor a whole, you can sponsor a veteran to get out and have a nice day playing golf. For many of us, hey, you know, that's doable. And just cut out Starbucks for about 10 days, and you can pay the $500, okay? But seriously, that is something that is doable. And maybe not both, maybe just one. Now, how would they do that? Would they go through the website? Do they need to get in touch with you if they want to do something like that?
Yeah, you can go right to Freedom Hunters website. We've got a hit the fundraisers tab, and then there's you know, links there that'll take you right to where you pay.
Okay, all right. So again, it is Monday, August the 24th. As Anthony said, Arrowhead Golf Course, which, boy, fewer courses better than that here in our state. It is absolutely beautiful. They'll have raffles, a silent auction as well. And let's see here, trying to read all I can here on here. And like you said, over 17,000 lives impacted since 2006, since Anthony started this. And I'm telling you, it'll be a great day. And you meet a lot of great people at these events too, Anthony. You know, it's great just to have that camaraderie. And for those of us that haven't served or anything, you know, it's cool to be around, you know, the folks that have, and, you know, to just get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have some amazing warriors there on site, you know, playing. And it's, again, a special day. Definitely, if you're not patriotic, don't come.
But, exactly.
You know, if you love this country and you love our veterans, we'd love to have you there.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, make it happen. Monday, August 24th, Arrowhead Golf Course. Just go to freedomhunters.org. You can get signed up. You can get a team. And if it's just you, hey, they'll put you together with a great team. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, again, $250, you can sponsor a veteran to play. And also $250, you can sponsor a hole. And it will be a great time. I am sad to say and it's hard to say, sad to say when you're going to Alaska fishing, but I planned this trip a year ago, and, of course, that's when Anthony plans his golf tournament. So otherwise, I would be there 100%, but I know it's going to be a fun, fun day. Well, Anthony, man, you know, thanks for doing this. I mean, I know the work it takes, and a lot of times people come to events or banquets, and they just think, oh, you know, this is probably pretty easy to put together. I know all the work that goes behind it, behind the scenes. You know, you see the duck on the pond looks so graceful, but we don't see underneath the water those feet going 100 miles an hour, and that's probably what it feels like a lot of times for these events, isn't it?
It does. It takes a lot of work, and, you know, luckily I've got some great volunteers that help out, but it's a never-ending thing. You know, for me, I get sometimes I get chastised at home for you know, how many hours you're going to spend in your office working on this. But
sure.
You know, it's a gift of love for me. You know, every day, every story I hear from veterans where an outing has changed their lives just pushes me harder and harder, and the volunteers as well, because they get to see it up close and personal.
Yep. You do not leave in the same mindset as when you came to these events. I promise you that for sure. Well, hey, bud, I appreciate it. Wanted to get you on, and like I say, you're going to hear this on our Haystack program as well as Sportsman of Colorado. And, again, great organization. If you can help in any way, if you don't know how you can help, if you're just interested in it, get in touch with Anthony through the website there, freedomhunters.org, and he will get you helped out. So, Anthony, we appreciate it, bud.
Scott, thank you again for your help, and I appreciate your support greatly.
All right, you got it, man. Love to do it. Well, thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.